Detecting the pre-Big Bang era. In the case of the Big Bang, a new generation of detectors is being built that could settle some of these eternal questions. Today, our radiation detectors in outer space can only measure the microwave radiation emitted 300,000 years after the Big Bang, when the first atoms formed. It is impossible to use this microwave radiation to probe earlier than 300,000 years after the Big Bang, since radiation from the original fireball was too hot and random to yield useful information. But if we analyze other types of radiation, we may be able to get even closer to the Big Bang. Tracking neutrinos, for example, can take us closer to the instant of the Big Bang. Neutrinos are so elusive that they can travel through an entire solar system made of solid lead. Neutrino radiation could take us within a few seconds after the Big Bang. But perhaps the ultimate secret of the Big Bang will be revealed by examining gravity waves, waves that move along the fabric of space-time. As physicist Rocky Kolb of the University of Chicago says, by measuring the properties of the neutrino background, we can look back to 1 second after the bang. But gravitational waves from the inflation area are relics of the universe 10 to the minus 35th power seconds after the bang. Gravity waves were first predicted by Einstein in 1916. They may eventually become the most important probe for astronomy. Historically, each time a new form of radiation was harnessed, a new era in astronomy was opened up. The first form of radiation was visible light, used by Galileo to investigate the solar system. The second form of radiation was radio waves, which eventually enabled us to probe the centers of galaxies to find black holes. Gravity wave detectors may unveil the very secrets of creation. In some sense, gravity waves have to exist. To see this, consider the age-old question. What happens if the sun suddenly disappears? According to Newton, we would feel the effects immediately. The Earth would be instantly thrown out of its orbit and plunged into darkness. This is because Newton's law of gravity does not take into account velocity, and hence forces act instantly throughout the universe. But according to Einstein, nothing can travel faster than light. So it would take 8 minutes for the information about the sun's disappearance to reach the Earth. In other words, a spherical shockwave of gravity would emerge from the sun and eventually hit the Earth. Outside this sphere of gravity waves, it would appear as if the sun were still shining normally, because information about the disappearance of the sun would have not reached Earth. Inside this sphere of gravity waves, however, the sun would have already disappeared, as the expanding shockwave of gravity waves travels at the speed of light. Another way to see why gravity waves must exist is to visualize a large bedsheet. According to Einstein, space-time is a fabric that can be warped or stretched like a curved bedsheet. If we grab a bedsheet and shake it rapidly, we see that waves ripple along the surface of the bedsheet and travel at a definite velocity. In the same way, gravity waves can be viewed as waves traveling along the fabric of space-time. Gravity waves are among the fastest moving topics in physics today. In 2003, the first large-scale gravity wave detectors became operational, called LIGO, Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, measuring 2.5 miles in length. One is based in Hanford, Washington, and another in Livingston Parish, Louisiana. It is hoped that LIGO, at a cost of $365 million, will be able to detect radiation from colliding neutron stars and black holes. The next big leap will take place in 2015, when an entirely new generation of satellites will be launched that will analyze gravitational radiation in outer space from the instant of creation. The three satellites that make up LISA, Laser Interferometer Space Antenna, a joint project of NASA and the European Space Agency, will be sent into orbit around the Sun. These satellites will be capable of detecting gravitational waves emitted less than a trillionth of a second after the Big Bang. If a gravity wave from the Big Bang still circulating around the universe hits one of the satellites, it will disturb the laser beams, and this disturbance can then be measured in a precise way, giving us baby pictures of the instant of creation itself. LISA consists of three satellites circling the sun arranged in a triangle, each connected by laser beams 3 million miles long, making it the largest instrument of science ever created. This system of three satellites will orbit the sun about 30 million miles from the Earth. Each satellite will emit a laser beam with only half a watt of power. By comparing the laser beams coming from the other two satellites, each satellite will be able to construct an interference pattern of light. If a gravity wave disturbs the laser beams, it will change the interference pattern, and the satellite will be able to detect this disturbance. The gravity wave does not make the satellites vibrate. It actually creates a distortion in the space between the three satellites. Although the laser beams are very weak, their accuracy will be astounding. They will be able to detect vibrations to within one part in a billion trillion, corresponding to a shift 1/100th the size of an atom. Each laser beam will be able to detect a gravity wave from a distance of 9 billion light years, which covers most of the visible universe. LISA has the sensitivity to potentially differentiate between several pre-Big Bang scenarios. One of the hottest topics in theoretical physics today is calculating the characteristics of the pre-Big Bang universe. At present, inflation can describe quite well how the universe evolved once the Big Bang took place. But inflation cannot explain why the Big Bang took place in the first place. The goal is to use these speculative models of the pre-Big Bang era to calculate the gravity radiation emitted by the Big Bang. Each of the various pre-Big Bang theories makes different predictions. The Big Bang radiation predicted by the Big Splat theory, for example, differs from the radiation predicted by some of the inflation theories. So LISA might be able to rule out several of these theories. Obviously, these pre-Big Bang models cannot be tested directly, since they involve understanding the universe before the creation of time itself. But we can test them indirectly, since each of these theories predicts a different radiation spectrum emerging afterward from the Big Bang. Physicist Kip Thorne writes, "Sometime between 2008 and 2030, gravitational waves from the Big Bang singularity will be discovered. There will ensue an era, lasting at least until 2050. These efforts will reveal intimate details of the Big Bang singularity, and will thereby verify that some version of string theory is the correct quantum theory of gravity." If LISA is unable to differentiate between different pre-Big Bang theories, its successor, the Big Bang Observer, BBO, might. It is tentatively scheduled for launch in 2025. The BBO will be able to scan the entire universe for all binary systems involving neutron stars and black holes with mass less than 1,000 times the mass of the Sun. But its main goal is to analyze gravity waves emitted during the inflationary phase of the Big Bang. In this sense, the BBO is specifically designed to probe the predictions of the inflationary Big Bang theory. The BBO is somewhat similar to LISA in design. It will consist of three satellites moving together in an orbit around the Sun, separated from each other by 50,000 kilometers. These satellites will be much closer to one another than LISA satellites. Each satellite will be able to fire a 300-watt laser beam. BBO will be able to probe gravity wave frequencies between LIGO and LISA, filling an important gap. LISA can detect gravity waves from 10 to 3,000 Hz, while LIGO can detect gravity waves of frequency 10 microhertz to 10 millihertz. BBO will be able to detect frequencies that include both ranges. By 2040, we will have used those laws of quantum gravity to produce high-confidence answers to many deep and puzzling questions, Thorne writes, including, what came before the Big Bang singularity? Or was there even such a thing as a before? Are there other universes? And if so, how are they related to or connected to our own universe? Do the laws of physics permit highly advanced civilizations to create and maintain wormholes for interstellar travel, and to create time machines for backward time travel? The point is that in the next few decades, there should be enough data pouring in from gravity wave detectors in space to differentiate between the various pre-Big Bang theories.